This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Memorial Day edition. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from the studio, and a special shout out on this Memorial Day to all of our military men and women serving wherever they're at, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping in the coronavirus effort, too. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, thank you very much for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working the rigs all across the country and around the world, too. Thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page and then jump into the chat room like a lot of people have done so far. All right, well, joining us tonight on this Memorial Day, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start out right now with something that many people don't know, and many people just have never paid attention to know this. But one of the people, one of the groups of people that I want to remember on this Memorial Day are the female heroes this Memorial Day weekend, because most Americans and even members of the media are not aware that as of today, 149 brave U.S. military women have been killed in the war on terrorism. Now, that's 149 women. And all I will say is something that I saw reminded me of this. It's a little poetic. Well, it's not poetic, it's a little phrase. To be killed in a war is not the worst that can happen. To be lost is not the worst. To be forgotten is the worst.
That's exactly right, Captain. And on this Memorial Day, we remember the brave sacrifice, as you were saying, of these very brave military women from all the different services, of course. But, you know, there is a women's memorial in Washington, D.C., as a matter of fact.
Yes, there is.
Yes, just across the Potomac from the Lincoln Memorial. As you go across the Arlington Memorial Bridge, you continue on, you get to the Women in Military Service for America Memorial. And so you can check out their website as well. They have information there. It's womensmemorial.org. And, again, this Memorial Day, very, very special. And I'm glad that you brought this up on the program tonight, Captain, because it's something Americans should reflect on. Absolutely.
Yep. Now, something that Californians should be reflecting on right now is they just got shot in the back by the Ninth Circuit Court. There was a decision that was made on Friday. The announcement came out over the weekend, actually last night, that the Ninth Circuit Court upheld the California ban on the in-person church services. It's not going to happen anytime soon.
Well, exactly. Now, this was a lawsuit that was filed by the South Bay United Pentecostal Church in San Diego. So one of the judges who wrote part of this decision said, "We're dealing here with a highly contagious and often fatal disease for which there is currently or presently no known cure. In the words of Justice Robert Jackson, if a court does not temper its doctrinaire logic with a little practical wisdom, it will convert the Constitution Bill of Rights into a suicide pact." However, Captain, really what they are saying is that because of this emergency, they are deeming that the right to assemble and have religious services is now suspended. But what does that mean to have an emergency even in the future? Who declares that emergency? What are the parameters of that emergency? And why is the Constitution suspendable in that case? That's the question.
Well, that's true, and I think it's going to go one step further. It's going to be appealed, and let's think it's probably going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court, and we'll see what happens there. And, folks, I am talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Okay, well, also something that happened yesterday, Kayleigh McEnany came out and said that the White House is limiting travel to the U.S. from Brazil due to the coronavirus unless they are American citizens. Anybody else is not going to get in if they come in via Brazil.
Well, exactly right. So again, this is something that, you know, it's interesting, early on when the president stopped travel from China and then even from Europe, he was just absolutely lambasted in many ways. But now you see a lot of the president's critics actually saying, well, that was a good move. And of course, I think they may have a similar sort of reaction to this. But the president's trying to stay ahead of these things.
Well, I don't know how everybody seemed to wind up in Brazil again, but apparently there's been a tremendous influx of people coming in from Europe and other parts of the world to Brazil, thinking that that might have been a stopping off point to get into the United States. That's one of the theories I heard anyway, but it hasn't happened, and now it's not going to happen at all.
Well, exactly right. And again, this is something where this is the kind of practical thing that you can do to try to make sure that we're not going to get a lot of new cases, especially to people who have been there. They may have been exposed and they come to this country. They likely would not be quarantining, and it would just start jumping again. So this is a good move on the president's part.
All right, here comes the music. Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk a lot about China in the next segment, as well as our economic advisor, Mr. Hassett, yesterday came out and said some interesting things. And, of course, more about Attorney General Barr and about Sidney Powell and about the Flynn framing, if you want to call it that. And that's definitely what it was. And we're going to get into some different topics here real quick. Like, don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, and I think I will. And by the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, as most of you already know, I've been taking Relief Factor for going on 4+ years, and it's worked for me since the first time I tried it. Now, if you're struggling with severe pain, let's say maybe you've got arthritis or back pain or neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, ankle pain, leg pain, or just a general muscle aches and pain in general from just the daily chores that you go through and working on the job. Maybe you're like these guys that are building this hotel over here next to me, and you're up and down ladders all day long. You know, that gets a little bit painful, too, at the end of the day. So let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week Quick Start right away and see how that works for you. It's $19.95, and all you got to do is go to the website that I was given, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. There's a little 2.5-minute tutorial on there that you can look at and see what it's all about. It's all natural. The product's all natural, and it will start working for you almost immediately, but certainly within the 3-week period you've got, you'll find out that it will work for you quite nicely. Thank you very much. So, Relief Factor, the 3-week quick start, $19.95. The website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, at this time, I'm going to play another song to honor America. This is a classic amongst classics, and a lot of the military men and women listening have requested me to play this, as I do every Memorial Day. This is Toby Keith, an American soldier.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. money. There's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory. I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Monday when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American.
That's all I can say. Every time I play that, it just and to the guys and gals that are out there, we certainly appreciate everything you're doing to keep America free and safe. It's all about you. It's all about the Memorial Day. We've all lost friends, all of us that served, and those of you that are listening in the audience, you've had people that you've known that have died, and this is a day that we remember them. It's a very solemn day, and we remember the people that gave up their lives so that I could sit here behind this mic and Kyle Warren could say what he wants to say. What do you think when you hear that?
Well, I'm just thinking about, you know, the daily sacrifice of going off and doing your duty and doing it gladly, and then, you know, being prepared, you know, that if you have to give the last ultimate measure, that this is what these soldiers are prepared to do. They've trained, and they love their country, Captain. They love their families, and they love the American way so much that they will take that weapon and they will go stand and go into war if we ask them to. It's amazing to me.
Well, it's the oath that you take and you never forget about it. You know, sooner or later, somebody's going to have to do what they're going to have to do, because it's an all-volunteer military, and not everybody is up to doing what needs to be done, and I'll just let it stay there. Now, China right now says that the U.S. is pushing China to the brink, the absolute brink of a new Cold War. Now, while that may or may not be true, I think the other way around kind of fits the shoe here right now, because we know that China and the Chinese coronavirus came now, because it was admitted, I might add, that they were working on the Wuhan lab said it was studying the COVID-19 strain, but it was different than what we're being told, because it was three live strains of the bat coronavirus they had in their lab.
Well, you know, Captain, it seems to me like there's just a lot of sort of stirring up, you know, the mud in the water here.
I don't believe what they said. I do not believe it. I'm sorry. I believe it was a chemical warfare lab, and they were doing chemical warfare stuff.
Well, again, I think there's a lot of speculation about this, simply because of the way that this behaves, the way that it came to be, how it got out, all these things. It just, I don't know how many people would, you know, are still subscribing to the idea that, well, somebody cooked a bat, ate a bat, something like that. I mean, these kinds of explanations just don't hold water. But either, again, it's sloppiness in the Wuhan lab, or it was somehow deliberate, or because it got out, they decided, and this is just a theory that has been going around, they decided that, well, maybe it'll level the playing field here. We're not going to really tamp down on this just yet. I mean, so it's all bad. Whichever way you look at it, it's a really, really bad.
The only playing field it was going to level was the one economically, because they knew it was going to cause a catastrophe financially.
Right.
Now, the other thing is will this president sanction China's president for the Hong Kong crackdown right now? That's the other thing. And according to the ex-FDA chief, Mr. Gottlieb, he said that the U.S. is currently beating China in the vaccine race. We've got about 18 or 19 vaccines operating full speed ahead, and there's about a half dozen of them that all could be in use by the end of the year.
Right, and this has been, you know, part of the strategy, and that is to try to develop as many different vaccines or go down these different paths as they can, and perhaps even begin to manufacture them as they see, you know, what might sort of win out in terms of the best application, and then they would already be ahead of the game in terms of getting enough doses out in order to really start making a real progress in vaccinating people. So, yeah, that's right. And this is one of those things where, you know, if you can find out many different ways of getting to the same destination, that's going to be helpful.
Yeah, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. It's a Monday morning. It happens to be Memorial Day 2020. Now, here comes the news from the economic advisor, Mr. Hassett, who yesterday said unemployment could go past 20%, meaning the next stimulus payments could come sooner rather than later. He is predicting there will be another round of stimulus, another $1,200 given to the general public, to the same people that got it before, and because the fact that it's just not their money is, they need more money than that to try to spend their way out from underneath the problem they're in right now.
Well, right, and I would think that there could very likely be another stimulus check that goes out, essentially. I know that Leader McConnell has been sort of reluctant to talk about, you know, more stimulus aid, as it were. But, you know, we're going to be starting to see maybe some real-time numbers here in terms of what the reopenings in various stages across the country may bring. But at the same time, though, we don't expect the economy to turn on, you know, right away in that sense. So there, I think there could be a good likelihood that we'll see another stimulus check, but it's not going to be just whatever Nancy Pelosi says they want in whatever new bill would actually pass.
Yeah, very much so. And I just got a note here from someone up in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. I'll read it when we come back, because this is about being concerned about calling the fire department when he had a fire in his apartment that he thought he could put out himself, which he did, but the reason why he didn't call the fire department is monumental. We'll get into that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As part of the Paycheck Protection Program, a federally funded relief effort designed to assist small businesses, 38 Planned Parenthood affiliates across the country received more than $80
million. The Women's Health Care Group claims its corporate structure, which separates its affiliates from the national office, makes their independent clinics eligible for the funds. The Small Business Administration, the U.S. government agency tasked with approving the loans, appears to disagree. According to a letter sent to Planned Parenthood affiliates, the SBA preliminarily concluded the clinic was a local affiliate of Planned Parenthood Federation of America, therefore ineligible for the loan under the rules. The loan should be returned immediately, but if Planned Parenthood disagrees with that conclusion, the SBA writes, it will conduct a full investigation. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, the Memorial Day special that we do every year, brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. Now, GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Go over to their website, geico.com, type in your zip code, and compare the rates you've got now with the rates that you could get from GEICO and see if they'll save you some money. You might be surprised at what's going to happen. All right, let me bring back Kyle Warren to the program first. Hey, Kyle, how are you?
Hey, Captain.
Now, let me bring Dan back to the program now. Professor Dan, the man up in Lafayette, Indiana, our professor emeritus. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how are you doing this evening?
Before I get started, I want to read this little thing I just got from a gentleman, and I won't mention his name, a gentleman up in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. The question is, has anybody else experienced an emergency that they were too COVID-leery to help call for help for? I had one today. I thought of calling 911, but didn't know what the fire department would do to me. The situation that was put to me last was the belief that the system was on my side. However, I put out a very heavy smoke plastic fire in my kitchen by myself with smoke engulfing the whole apartment. Now, this pandemic wasn't such an obscene exercise of subjugating, traumatizing humanity. I would have been able to get some help and maybe would have been able to breathe better. But right now, I'm choking, I'm gagging from all the smoke that I inducted down. And by the way, I should point out that plastic is a hazardous material. So I'm not going to mention his name, but he sent me this, and I am going to say, you're stupid if you don't think you should have gotten some help from the fire department. The fire department would have showed up, put the fire out, given you a little bit of oxygen to make you feel better, and that would have been the end of it, unless you were unconscious or on the way to being that. That's not what they do when it comes to somebody being overcome by smoke. So therefore, Dan, you take it first. What do you think of that nonsense?
It's hard to understand. But, you know, I see it
you know, all over. We become a nation of germaphobes.
Uh-huh.
We're scared of something we can't see. I think the whole, everybody now, or half the population, wears a mask. I think that's now part of a fashion accessory now.
Yeah, in a car. Like in a car.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I seen a guy mow his yard in a mask yesterday,
uh-huh.
Saturday.
Uh-huh.
If you're out there in your yard by yourself, why are you wearing a mask? The only thing it's going to do is going to mess up the tan on your face.
Right.
But trying to make sense of this is not easy. It's impossible. Everybody's doing a lot of stupid things. Part of it is the media. Part of it is the CD. Dr. Fauci, his changes week to week on what we should. February 28th, Fauci said, you're not going to see any changes in your lifestyle. You're not going to have to wear a mask. A week later, it was different. A week after that, you really don't know who to believe in this virus, this COVID-19 Wuhan virus.
Have you heard the latest?
What's that?
His flip-flop from extending the shutdown because it's going to do irreparable damage to limiting the shutdown and getting people back outside, back in the way of life again?
Well, I think the market talked by feet. People just didn't care anymore. I think the rebellion went against the resistance, and the rebellion won. In a way, I'm kind of glad to see this because for once in my life, I have seen young people say, I don't want socialism now. I've seen what it's like to be told what to do, to stay indoors, don't go to school. You go to the grocery store and there's empty shelves.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Walmart yesterday, and I'm getting a new flat screen for my garage. They're out of TVs. They're out mm-hmm. of bicycles. A lot of the shelves are just plain empty.
Yeah, bicycle sales are up 300%. That's the fastest growing area of the sales industry right now.
Well, you know, some of the old-time stuff that they said was outdated, be it bicycles and drive-in movie mm-hmm. theaters, have made a comeback during this virus.
All right, let me bring Kyle into this right now. Kyle, the Senate Democrats are calling, and you're a small businessman up there, are out there in California, so this affects you. Senate Democrats are calling the Small Business Administration, calling on them to allow Planned Parenthood to keep the PPP loans. Now, it's only $80 million, Kyle, but what would that do for a small businessman that wanted to say, $500,000, and you had a whole bunch of them that's all they needed to get their business back on solid ground? What would you say to them?
Well, sure, that would help somebody make payroll. That would give a stability and the ability to project into the future. I mean, right now we're looking ahead, and people are looking ahead a month, 2 months, 3 months. We still don't know what the lay of the land's going to look like. We keep hearing that there's going to be the second wave of coronavirus. So what does that mean? Do you close your restaurant down again? If you have a hair salon, you can't even open up yet, so you're probably still going to have to stay closed if we get something like that in the near term. But the money that Planned Parenthood got, Captain, of course, I remember the initial report saying that a lot of these loans came through, the money came through, because they filled out the forms and weren't honest about it.
No,
say.
Yeah. No, you're right. And Dan, I got a question for you. You ready?
Ready.
Republicans are fighting against the expanding of the mail-in voting, correct?
Correct.
Here's the argument that's coming back. Well, the Army does mail-in voting. What's the problem?
Completely different.
I know that.
Those men have asked for that ballot. You pretty much know where they're at, who they are. You're not going to see Democrat operatives going into an Army base and filling out paper ballots for servicemen. Just not going to happen.
You're right.
You know, they go into nursing homes, people on life support, to fill out their mail-in ballot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of corruption, a lot of fraud in mail-in ballots. You know, I my neighbor, he got a mail-in ballot. His daughter got it for him, and she filled it out for him. You know, mm-hmm. that's the corruption. You don't know. The best way to do it would actually to be there at the voting place on election day. I don't even like early voting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think there should be a definite start and a definite end.
You want to hear something really off the wall?
What's that?
My father died in 1988. And about 6 weeks ago, I received notification that my father had signed up to register to vote in New York State. When he had moved out of New York State, he moved down here to Florida. Isn't that amazing?
Somebody you know is a Democrat.
Yep.
And they knew him.
Yep.
And that's how that works.
Yep.
But that's how it works in Chicago. I mean, the Democrat Party up there clips out the obituaries, and they hold on to those until around election time, and then they'll go get the ballot for the person.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all mail-in. Or you'll just go there, and that's why I think you should have an ID. I think you should show up at the poll, make sure that that person is who they say they are. That's the only way you're going to get a free and fair election. But the Democrats, they run like a street gang. They always have. They're very good at it. The Republicans don't know how to play tough half the time. They act like a bunch of choir boys. And that's the big difference between a Democrat and Republican. That's one of them.
All right. Now, you wanted to, and Kyle, you can chime in on this one, too. Dan said that he felt that we're probably going to see at least one more round of stimulus checks, maybe two. Why is that, Dan?
Because I don't think this, unemployment's going to come down for a long time to come. Everybody's saying 10% the first quarter of next year. No. We're at rock bottom here, especially the big industrial jobs. You know, you can make all the cars you want, but if nobody is working, nobody's going to buy those. It's going to be a very slow recovery coming out of this. It's going to make the Great Recession of 07, 08, 09 look quick. We're going to, you know, China was very strategic. If this was well planned, they planned it better.
I'm running out of time because I'm coming up on a break here, but I want to thank you very much for your excellent comments again, sir.
Okay, thank you. And Kyle, have a good morning.
All right. Now, Kyle, what do you think about the stimulus thing? You're a businessman now. This would mean probably another round of loans for the small business people, right?
Well, yes, but at the same time, you know, you're going to have people who are going to try to make their rent or pay their mortgage, and what I'm hearing from my sources is that we're going to see a lot more delinquencies and things like rent, people paying their association dues, for example, on top of their mortgage, and also a lot of these businesses, Captain, that are literally disappearing, there's no job to go back to. So,
well, when the checks came in, Kyle, my sources were telling me that what people were buying with their checks were televisions, like Dan said, clothes, fancy clothes, and jewelry, like Dan didn't say, but that's something else that came into the mix. And get this one, new cars.
Well, right. Well, if you stay closed for 2 weeks to a month, maybe they can, it's fun money, but if it gets into 2 or 3 months, that's when it's really going to start hurting people, I think.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more, and when we come back, we're going to get right into the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We do have some bad weather tonight down along the Mexican border. Had some possible tornadoes and severe storms across the central part of Texas up into Oklahoma. So we'll get to all that in a minute. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never see the president work the way they treat President Obama. Please warn me that we just have to get people out.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and we thank you very much for tuning in on this Memorial Day. And we're going to get it started with a little something different. Normally, the type of music we play for the truck songs that we play, the trucking songs, are trucking songs, but this is a little different. Here we go.
Yeah.
that's a danger zone, and that's from the movie, as you might well know, with Tom Cruise and company. That's Kenny Loggins' Danger Zones, the song, and I'm going to bring Kyle Warren into this. Do you remember that?
Oh, absolutely.
They made a newer version of that, too, and I guess Cruise is going to be in that one, too, as an instructor this time.
That's right, and that movie was supposed to be coming out, you know, pretty soon, but I think they pushed it back because of the COVID-19 emergency. But, yeah, that goes all the way back, I think it was 1986 for Top Gun.
Yep. And Kelly McGinnis, I'll tell you, that was something to watch right there. But anyway, strong to severe thunderstorms and heavy rain with possible flash flooding are expected from Texas to the upper Mississippi Valley on Memorial Day. And I'll tell you what, we had a big, big, big storm system all the way from the Mexican border, Laredo, on down over into Brownsville, running straight up through the central part of Texas. It included Dallas, went up through Oklahoma, went all the way to Kansas. And I mean, there was no in-betweens, right dead center, like you cut a knife right through the middle of a cake. And it was going on all day long. And also a soaking rain with flooding is expected across south and central Florida today. We've got some big rains over in the east coast that are coming this way, to my direction. So everybody needs to button up and realize what's going to happen. And, of course, you might know, I left my house last night and left all the windows open, Kyle.
Yes. Yeah.
I wanted to air things out. Yeah, I'll air them out all right. All right. But anyway, and that, maybe I'll get lucky. Who knows? But also, out there by you, it's going to be a week of record-breaking heat all across California, the desert southwest, the Great Basin. I'm looking at temperatures, for example, from Phoenix over towards Tucson that are going to be 110, 115 degrees, possibly even some higher temperatures than that, 100-degree-plus temperatures in the rest of western Arizona, to include Kingman, to include Las Vegas, to include all of eastern California, right across over into Ontario and almost to the outskirts of L.A., and then the Inland Empire, if you will, all the way up to Sacramento, you're going to have 100-degree temperatures today.
That's right. Sacramento, we might even see maybe some records being broken, new highs there in the Sacramento area. And that's one of the reasons, Captain, as we're looking all over the western United States, the jet stream has gone back up north again, north of where it was just a few days ago. So that means that the heat's also going to be up in the northwest as well, maybe 15 to 20 degrees above normal. And that heat is also going to, as you mentioned, all through into Las Vegas, into Phoenix. Looks like we have an air quality alert in the Phoenix area as well. And so it's going to be some records. And one of the things people should be aware of as well is make sure that if you're beginning or think that you're beginning to have any kind of heat exhaustion, you know, seek medical attention and tell somebody about it, because that can come on when you've got these really high temps.
Well, yeah, but you also don't want to be going very far without a bunch of water. You want to keep yourself hydrated. Now, the other thing, in Nevada, we've got a lot of wind there tonight, especially in the northern half of Nevada. I can tell you that Lake Tahoe and down the mountains on the western side of California, you've got a lot of wind blowing in there tonight, too, which is kind of unusual, I would say. But northwestern Wyoming, there's some rain in that area. South central Nebraska, over into northwest Missouri, you've got rain. You've got some flood warnings, some flood watches as well. Down in the central part of Kansas, it looks like Salina right now, you've got some flood warning areas, and you've got some severe thunderstorm alerts there, too. Flood watches and flood warnings across most of the central part of Kansas, including Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas, by the looks there.
Exactly right. And as we look in the Midwest and we see the rainfall that has been there for quite some time, this ground is saturated, and that's why these flash flood warnings will be much more commonplace as we get more of that weather.
And if you don't like all the heat, there's one place I can tell you it's going to be nice and cool, and that's the central part of Maine and the mountains right there along New Hampshire, about 50 miles north of I-95. You get up in there, there's a frost watch up in there tonight, so you'll be able to be nice and cool. All right, finally, the thunderstorms are down along the Texas border from Brownsville on up to, looks like, Galveston.
Yes, exactly right.
So what type of watches and warnings are in there? I see some different things.
Well, down around Corpus Christi, we've got severe thunderstorm watch. We also have a marine warning just off the coast, and that looks like that goes all the way from the Corpus Christi area all the way up to Freeport, I believe, for the marine warning.
All righty. Well, what we're going to do now, folks, is something a little bit different because this is Memorial Day, and as a result of that, I do a lot of different things to honor this country, to honor the soldiers. And this is, again, our good friend Toby Keith, who I've had the opportunity to meet and being at one of his concerts in Washington, D.C. This is one he did that everybody remembers called Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see your glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's an American way. Hell, go down, put your name at the top of his list.
Is Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, taking us to the top of the hour. When we come back, a lot more on this Memorial Day, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about. General Flynn, a military hero, and don't let anybody tell you he's not. He is, and the way he was treated, he's going to get even. He's going to get some get-even time. I'll guarantee you that one. All right, coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captains of America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.